In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
We go back to Noah. Noah's on the ark, raining 40 days and 40 nights. The earth is flooding, ground is covered, the hills are covered, and there is nothing left in the world except him, his family, and all the animals on board. You know, as an aside, family had kind of a whirlwind week this week. Our soon-to-be son-in-law David came home from Europe on Wednesday. On Thursday, we packed our van full of all of Ben's belongings. Friday, we drove him to Milwaukee, moved him into his apartment. Saturday, we filled him up with all the things he'll need. Came home last evening from Milwaukee, working my other job. But I noticed as we were driving home that there's standing water in all these fields, which means there must have been rain while we were gone, even in that amount of time, and it must have been a fair amount. Now, if you can get standing water from a day of rain, because we were only gone a day, imagine standing water for 40 days, 40 straight days of rain. And it says in Genesis that after the rain stopped, Noah opened the window. First thing he does after the 40 days is he opened the window and he lets out a dove. And it says in Genesis, the dove was sent out to look for a place to rest. The dove went out looking for a place to rest. And in the story, the dove first goes out and doesn't find one and comes back. 7 days later, he sends out the dove again looking for a place to rest. This time it comes back with a branch of olive. And finally, 7 days later, the dove goes out looking for a place to rest and does not return. It has found its place to rest. Now, when you think of scripture and when you think of symbolism in the story, what do you think of when you think of a dove? What comes to mind? For most people, a dove symbolizes the Holy Spirit because when Christ was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove. Now, last week in the church, we celebrated the great feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the world. And the Holy Spirit, it said, came down in the form of tongues of fire on the disciples, and it says it rested. The Holy Spirit rested on each of them. The Holy Spirit came and rested, sat upon, and remained. The word can mean any of those things. The Holy Spirit found a place to rest on those disciples. So if you're going back to Noah and you say a dove is going out looking for a place to rest, the symbolism there is not hard to connect. It symbolizes, it foretells, it prefigures the Holy Spirit being sent to people looking for a place to rest. Today is the first Sunday after Pentecost. And does anyone know the theme today? Right? It's in your bulletin if you didn't. Today is the Sunday of All Saints. Now, in the Catholic Church and the Western churches that follow their calendar, All Saints Day comes in November, on November 1st. In the Orthodox Church, All Saints is the first Sunday after Pentecost. Now, why is that? Why is that? Well, who is a saint? Who or what is a saint? A saint is someone who loves God, who believes in Jesus Christ with all their heart, and a saint is someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit. To be a saint means you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, what are the qualities of a saint? If you were going to look at someone and you say, that person is a saint to me, what do you see in that person? What would make you say that person is a saint? There's love. You can't imagine a saint who doesn't show and express love. There's joy. You're not a saint if you're not radiating inner joy. You know, we heard in the epistle today about all these bad things that were happening to the saints, but they didn't let that stop their joy. If it was an artificial happiness, it would have been long gone. But the joy permeated through that. In a saint, you find peace. In a saint, you find patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, these traits are going to show. These fruits are going to show. And a fruit is something that we share. A fruit is something that nourishes us. And therefore, if we are showing these fruits, we are nourishing others. It doesn't mean you're not going to have a bad day. It doesn't mean you're not going to have bad moments or make bad decisions. We do that sort of thing. But I want you to remember when Noah sent that dove looking for a place to rest, and when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost looking for a place to rest, rest also means to remain. Rest also means to stay. When the dove finally found a place to stay, it didn't come back. It stayed there. And when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, the Holy Spirit stayed there. The Holy Spirit moved in. You know, I mentioned we moved Ben to Milwaukee. It's very different moving your son into his first apartment than it is moving him into a dormitory. A dormitory has a temporary feel, and I know a department is temporary, but work with me here. There is something different about taking all of his possessions and moving him into somewhere where he's going to be there for 12 months a year versus just a dormitory. And so we got a little teary-eyed, but in a good way. You know, we're very proud of him. But moving in means he's investing himself in that place. He's going in there, and that's his home. And so when the Holy Spirit comes to us in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is moving in. It's not a dormitory. We're not the Holy Spirit's dormitory. We're the Holy Spirit's home. We are the Holy Spirit's resting place. She's a moving on in. And you are all called to be saints. Therefore, the only way is to let the Holy Spirit move in. The Holy Spirit moved in doesn't mean you won't mess up. But what it does mean is when we do mess up, the Holy Spirit's not leaving. The Holy Spirit is staying. The Holy Spirit has moved in with all the furniture and photos and tools and food and everything that the Holy Spirit needs into our souls. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit is on your side. The Holy Spirit is God, and God is in you on your side. You know, people once asked Jesus, where's the kingdom of heaven? Show us the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus says, don't look over there, don't look over there, don't look over there. He says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. The Holy Spirit is within you. Christ is within you, and therefore the kingdom of heaven is within you. You don't have to look any further than your own soul to find Christ. When you want the fruits of the Spirit, when you want love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you don't have to look any further than inside your heart because the Holy Spirit has been poured in there. Now don't just try to be more joyful when you want to be joyful. It's not going to work. I mean, imagine this. If you try to be joyful just by trying, the next time something bad happens, it's going to be gone because it has no depth. Seek the Holy Spirit within you, the source of joy, and you will find joy that permeates your life even when life seems upside down. Find the Holy Spirit in you, and you will find love even when it's hard to love. Find the Holy Spirit in you, and you will find patience and kindness and goodness when it is hard to be patient and kind and good because you found its source. You haven't found the symptom. You found its source. If that's true of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, it's true of all the fruits of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is divine. The Holy Spirit is the source of all that's good, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life. And that Holy Spirit has come to abide in us, to abide in you. You know, to abide means to live. To abide means to move in. To abide means to take residence, to make us saints. And that's what it's about, is making us saints. That we might be someone who loves God, who believes in Jesus Christ with all our hearts, and who is filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, when Noah sent out that dove searching for a place to rest, a place to make home, the dove eventually found one, and it stayed. When the Holy Spirit came down at Pentecost, it was finding a place to rest, a place to call home. And so may that place, may that dwelling of the Holy Spirit be you. Amen.
Amen.